Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Community and Economic Development Director for the City of Indianola, Charlie Ditzel, about the upcoming Comprehensive Plan Open House. The City of Indianola is hosting a public open house on the Comprehensive Plan, the results of a survey that was basically over the summer. Kind of talk about what that is, when it is, where it is, and who's all invited.
Yeah, so the public open house for our Elevate Indianola Comprehensive Plan is going to take place on Tuesday, October 22nd. It'll be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and that's going to be at the Indianola YMCA. Address there is 306 West Scenic Valley Avenue.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about the Elevate Indianola and the survey that was over the summer, the responses that you got from the public, and what that told the City of Indianola.
Yeah, so we had a survey that was out for about 2 months this summer. We had about 1,600 people. I think it was a little over 1,600 people take that survey, which is phenomenal, and that's a great response. Internally, we had kind of hoped we could get to 1,000 on that. That's usually a good benchmark, and even 1,000 results would have been a really good survey, but we surpassed that. This community's dedication to filling out that survey was phenomenal. It was a great response. Because of that, we have over 50,000 data points that we can use on formulating this comprehensive plan. If you go online, you can go to elevateindianola.com. The survey results are on there. It's about 95 pages worth of survey results. About 85 of those pages are comments that we received, which some really good comments on there that we can take in when writing the plan. So I got to give a lot of props to the community in helping us fill out that survey.
We'll talk about the plan itself. Obviously, it can't be something that's boiled down to just a couple of minutes, but just in general terms, what it means for the future of Indianola.
Yep. So the comprehensive plan really is our guiding document for future growth of the community. So what it'll do is you'll have a big component of it. It's a future land use map. So it'll kind of show where we want to grow, how we want to grow, what density we want to grow. With that then comes, how do you get utilities out in that area? Where do you put future roads? What roads do you improve? It can go as far as, you know, where do new schools go if you're going to need new schools? Fire departments, if you need a new fire department, how does that take place? So what it really does is it looks at how our community grows, but then what the infrastructure the city needs to facilitate that growth. And based off that, we'll take a look at that stuff when we're looking at budgets. For example, we're going into another budget session or another budget right now for next fiscal year. And that's something that we'll look at when we're looking at our budget and what capital improvements we want to be making as part of that budget process. So it's just a very broad document that really guides the city on future growth.
Well, as far as what I can gather, and again, a little bit over my head on this stuff, but at council meetings, I feel like the council uses this as a template. Yes. A little bit when decision making. Is that how you would describe
Definitely.
It?
Definitely. So, for example, when you're looking at a rezoning, if you've got a piece of ground where a landowner wants to rezone it from residential to commercial, we'll look at the comprehensive plan and what does the comprehensive plan for that area? Because again, when we're talking about infrastructure that we're putting out there, those are all planned out based off the land use. You know, I'll just give you an example. If you are planning for future industrial growth, you're going to need more infrastructure. You're going to need bigger water mains, bigger sewer pipes, thicker roads, stuff like that to service an industrial park than you might need for a low-density residential area. So if we've planned a certain area for residential and now a landowner says, hey, I want to change it to industrial, we can go back to the comprehensive plan and say, that doesn't meet our comprehensive plan. We don't agree with that. Or it does meet our comprehensive plan. That's a good future land use.
Well, and this open house is just more of a, hey, to the public, this is our plan so far, and and just for them to be able to see that?
Yep. So our consultants have taken all the survey results. We have met with our steering committee, which we actually call our project management team for this project. They've had three meetings, so we've taken a lot of the consultants have taken a lot of information from the citizens of Indianola, and now they are going out and drafting our comprehensive plan. So they'll have some sample maps there, for example. They'll have probably some of the documentation there as well. And they'll just reveal that to the community and ask for feedback on what they've done so far.
All right. One final time, nuts and bolts, when, where, and who's all invited?
Yep. Again, it's the public open house for the Elevate Indianola Comprehensive Plan. It's on Tuesday, October 22nd. It's from 5:30 to 7:30 in the evening at the Indianola YMCA. And everybody who lives, works, and plays in the city of Indianola is invited.
Thanks to Charlie Ditzel for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.